Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is mental illness on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward, the Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future, Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Robin Reedy with the Nevada State Medical Association and Rick Porzig, State Board of Directors for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Pleasure to have you both here for a pretty serious topic today. And one of the reasons you're here is it's a Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. You just come back from a meeting. What were the topics discussed regarding this?
Well, the convention, actually, that was held back in D.C. was, it talked about every aspect of mental illness you could even consider. So from depression to bipolar and borderline, and even talking about the medicines that are used now and different theories that are going on.
It seems to be such a broad topic. I mean, it's two words, but it seems to cover so many different areas. And we keep talking in this country and in the state about doing more for mental illness, but it's hard to see the results.
Well, I'm not sure we keep doing anything about mental illness.
No, we keep talking about it.
Yeah, they may have been talking. But, you know, in the political realm, mental illness is such a tough topic. There's no easy answers. So it's much easier to go to something else, like gun control or other kind of things, rather than talking about the advances that can be made if we all work together on mental illness.
For example?
Well, you know, there's the Murphy bill that's going through the federal government. And one of the things we did in D.C. was actually visit with all our Nevada representatives. And so I had 17 people from Nevada, either volunteers for the program or even consumers, people who are in need of mental illness services, to talk to all of the staff. And it was a very interesting day. Rick joined us there. And everyone got to say a few minutes of how mental illness has affected them. And for myself, I've gotten involved in this because my mother, back then it would have been called manic depressive schizophrenic. Now it's bipolar with schizophrenic affective disorder. I mean, so that the words have changed, but the result is the same. You're affected by mental illness. One in four people in America are affected either by a family member, themselves, or friends in a work environment. So it's also one in 17 actually has a mental illness. So we're looking at over 60 million people that are affected, that if we do a little bit, we can go a long way. And our group, the Nevada, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, gives classes to family, helps people. We're the largest grassroots organization to affect change and help those that are mentally ill.
And what is being done in terms of research and development and treating? Are there any new breakthroughs or something on the horizon that can help treat mentally ill?
Well, there's lots of research going on the brain, and there's tremendous advances that have been made in the last 20 years, and there are new discoveries being made almost every year. So,
for example, can you share with us?
There are some new medications that have been brought to market that appear to provide better results or comparable results with less side effects. There are a number of people that living with illness, when a psychiatrist prescribes medication, sometimes the side effects are so onerous that people stop taking their medications when they see, you know, the slightest improvement in their mood or their behavior. And that's one of the issues that psychiatry is dealing with is keeping people on medication when they're supposed to be taking it, as opposed to getting off of it. So when there are fewer side effects, people will adhere to the medications much longer than otherwise. So those are some of the changes that have come about with the newer medications that have been developed.
You know, here in Nevada, we've had so many issues surrounding the mentally ill and putting them in hospitals, releasing patients, unfortunately putting them on a bus to go elsewhere. You were a part of state government and a former policymaker. What do you think we need to do to improve the situation for the mentally ill here in Nevada?
Well, first thing really is we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it at a policy level. There's a lot of changes that could be made from the Murphy bill at the federal level down to we're now interacting with Health and Human Services here with our group. And the little bit of money that we get from them goes a long way because we actually have had experiences in dealing with the mentally ill. But there's things like allowing parents to be able to take care of adult children, you know, simple changes that could be made there. Pharmaceutically, rather than just saying you can only take this pill, we can change that so that the pill that works for that individual is what they should be taking and not going through a list of pharmaceuticals until you get to that pill. Just changes like that are very, very simple and doesn't cost government anything to make those changes. It's strange that, you know, when it comes to a cancer, we don't wait until they're in the fourth stage to treat it. But when it comes to mental illness, that is indeed what we do.
All right, let's take a break. More on mental health when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roofs.
Hey, Ken.
From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane if we get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking about the issue of mental illness with Robin Reedy and Rick Porzig.
During the last legislative session, there were a considerable number of bills, one in particular sponsored by Senator Justin Jones, that dealt with the gun issue and mental illness. And I know that your organization testified during some of those hearings. Do you support his legislation, and do you think he was headed in the right direction with that bill?
You know, I'm not sure of the details of that bill, and I don't know if Rick,
I'm not either.
Okay, so, but I will tell you that NAMI on a national level, We want everyone to have the same rights. We want we're trying to remove the stigma. Now, if there is an activity that has happened and shown, then we would be supporting some changes for that particular individual. So if there has been violence shown, we need to address it, but we then get into the constitutional issues. And that's what politicians don't really want to address.
But with the spate of gun violence connected to mentally ill across the country, do you, as an organization, have any recommendations on how to deal with their access to guns and to other violent activities?
Most of the mentally ill are actually victims of violence, the vast majority. Of course, we hear about the ones and it's very public when that happens. But that's from the lack of mental illness services. It's if you go to each one of those actions, you can see where there were cries for help, families seeking help, even sponsors of the Murphy bill, that particular congressional member where the son was actually killed in an attempt to kill the father. We need to treat it before it reaches the fourth stage. And that would have been, fourth stage treatment when you come to that access.
One of the things that's been a concern in the state for a long time is the number of beds that are available in hospitals for mental illness. Are you seeing any signs of improvement? It appears that there has been, but is it even close to being enough?
It's nowhere near to being enough. We had an incident recently where one of our board members made an attempt in southern Nevada, and he ended up spending over a week in the emergency room because there was no bed available.
And that's crazy because that's the most expensive treatment.
Exactly.
And it's not even in that specialty.
Exactly. And it's unfortunate that we haven't been able to make enough progress in that area.
Robin, how many beds do you think we're short, north and south? And in rural Nevada, where the problem is even worse?
Oh, gosh, the estimates here in Nevada, and you've done Arizona work as well.
Right. I, I, uh, uh, I'm not sure. I can't give you a specific number, but it's significant. And another area where I think the state can be spending money much more wisely is working on the supporting efforts around the state to increase efforts on jail diversion. Many of our prisons, a huge proportion of inmates are suffering from mental illness of some sort, and locking them up is just not the right kind of treatment for those individuals.
And the governor has appointed a special committee to deal with this mental health crisis in Nevada, and I have watched several of those meetings, and they are very intense in trying to resolve some of these issues and made a recommendation in the interim finance already moved to allocate dollars to make some immediate changes just in the area you mentioned. Have you followed this committee, and are you on track with their recommendations that will go before the next legislative session?
In fact, they reached out to us and we reached out to them. We have members from our group on the committee. So we're working again to get some critical care when it comes to the emergency services, reaching out because they're normally 911 is the first place called, so that people understand how to interact with someone who's having a mental illness crisis. We're looking at improving with we have a mental health court system, and that has improved, but we don't have it across the state. Nevada, NAMI, Western Nevada, is working to spread that out through the rural areas because that's where it's most needed. But we're working with the Southern NAMI group and the Northern NAMI group we're really, for the first time, all working as one team to try to get it statewide, and we're very grateful for the governor to start that committee and reach, because it's going to, you know, I'm a numbers person. It eventually is going to save money in the correction side. It's eventually going to save money on the county level if we all work together to address the crisis portion of mental illness. So they're not going to the emergency rooms, they're not going to the jails, and they're not going to the prisons.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this during the session. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question 3.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Let's roll for sound. Marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It's important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
Hands down, nobody has bigger fans than Carson City Jeep. When it's all on the line, you need Carson City Jeep's selection, lower prices, and the highest trade-in values. And during the Jeep Celebration event, tackle the competition in your new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for just $29,700. Or the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited 4x4, just $29,900. Or the all-new 2014 Cherokee Latitude 4x4, just $26,000. All that's left is crossing the goal line at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
This is Nevada Newsmaker.
And back on Nevada Newsmaker, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dan Mason is here, better known as Mad Dog Mason of News Talk 780 KOH. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a DNC member. And Eric Herzig is professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you all here. And wanted to start out with 60 Minutes. Came back with their fresh episodes and had two segments on ISIS. And the devastation that they're causing in the Middle East. And it just struck me, once again, in reflecting on this, and obviously how horrible the situation is, and I'm glad that we're bombing them and that others are joining in, but if it weren't for the oil, there are plenty of other places with people just as evil, and we don't go after them. Dan?
Gee, thanks for letting me start with that one. First thing is, can we stop calling them Islamic State? That's just offensive. They're not a state. They're just a bunch of terrorists who want to kill people. The world is a messy place. And anybody who's got the perfect solution to solving all of these problems, please stand up and say so, because I don't know that we're there yet. Bombing is nice. Hearing that France actually joined us is a little unusual, but I like that. But we got to get a lot further down the road. And there is, when they say this is going to be a long-term issue, sad to say that's true. There's no fast solution to terrorism. It's just going to be with us for a long time.
It was interesting to see King Abdullah of Jordan on the program, but not Israel, because Israel obviously has an incredible force that could be put into action, but that would upset the whole coalition, wouldn't it?
Well, and it's kind of the reason that they're lobbying so hard to get some of the Arab states involved in the military action, because it's so easy to characterize it as a new crusade or Muslims against Christians. And we know that it's not. But the average Muslim on the street that has very limited education because of their madrasa system, it's so easy to twist it into Christians versus Muslim that I think it's important. And the King of Jordan is really, I think, even taking a risk saying the things he said, calling, I think he called them heretics or something to that effect.
No, exactly that.
And, you know, not that he wasn't on the target list anyway, but I think he's really a brave man to come on and say some of the things he's done.
Well, and it's astonishing that one-fifth of the population of Jordan is now Syrian refugees.
Half the Middle East seems to be refugees. I mean, mm-hmm. just had over 100,000 Kurds go into Turkey, and the borders with Iraq, Syria, they're quite fluid.
Which is another way of saying they're almost non-existent.
Pretty much. One of the big issues is that we seem to want to focus on, say, ISIS, or they're not a state, they are a state. But the whole Middle East is not like some sort of unified front. I mean, so we want to take out the Islamic State, but so does Iran. But wait a minute, Iran's not our friend. And now, we're going to support rebels that both want to take out but also support Assad. I mean, this is a situation that the United States may not want to get involved with.
Does it really have any choice?
Well, I think we do have a choice. And the history of us even getting into Iraq, I go back to what Colin Powell said, you break it, you pay for it. And we broke it when we went and got ourselves involved in the Middle East. And I am very concerned that going back in, we're going to just end up in another quagmire.
You know, Dan, what was interesting on the 60 Minutes piece was to see the effectiveness of the social media side of ISIS. I mean, they're able to put their message and what they're doing to put the fear of whomever into anybody watching those videos.
Propaganda is propaganda, regardless of how you get it out there. And social media, unfortunately, is a much more effective way of getting your propaganda message out there. And they've been pretty good at it, and they're probably going to remain pretty good at it. There's not a whole lot you can do about that.
You know, it's interesting, too. You know, having just been back in D.C. and in New York over the last couple of weeks and taking lots of cab rides, you know, cabbies are from all over the world, and especially portions of Africa. And the media keeps on about, you know, we should worry about people coming back to this country with passports. I don't think this is a good thing for our country.
No, you know, and your comment on the social media, I think, reflects part of the concern is, for whatever reason, ISIS seems to have a bigger draw for Westerners, meaning Europeans, Americans, South Americans, than Al-Qaeda did or terrorist organizations in the past. And it's hard for us to understand how beheading on video is a recruitment tool, but apparently it is.
You get the last word, Eric.
But it's a limited recruitment tool. It's a megaphone that's taking an isolated event. Yes, it's tragic, it's horrific, whatever, to execute somebody, but it's one person. And then we magnify it, and all of a sudden, you know, you have a Texas congressman saying, oh, they're ready to come across the Mexican border. It's like, you need to step back. And we've been in that quagmire already, I would agree with you. I'm tired of being Iraq's army. Now we're going to be their Air Force. And this is one where maybe the United States says, hey, there's not a good solution.
And, you know, it's interesting. I was told this many, many years ago by Dennis Myers with Renner News and Review that when the news media takes a picture of a fire, it could be a tiny fire, but they go in real tight and it fills the whole screen. And that's the way this is. All right. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
If you have a history of gout and have experienced the intense pain, tenderness, and swelling of a flare-up in the last year, local doctors need your help with a research study testing an investigational medication. You will receive all study-related procedures at no cost if you qualify and may be compensated for your time and travel. If you have a history of gout, call 775-964-8950 or visit mygoutstudy.com to learn more about this study.
One school was too crowded. Nobody even asked her name. Another school made her feel all alone. No one was there to help. But then she found a school that was just right. When the mom found the career she loved. And I love you.
On our next broadcast, we're talking Nevada manufacturing with Ray Bacon. We'll see you then.